Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be concluding the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7 on our journey through the Word. Have you ever heard a sermon, or maybe your boss lecturing the team and you think, yeah, I hope Bob's listening to this. Man, does he need to hear what's being said right now. So far in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has been talking a lot about righteousness, getting to the heart of our lack of righteousness, to be exact, and the abundance of sin that actually lives deep within our souls. The last thing Jesus wants the listeners to do is to start elbowing their spouses. So Jesus drives the sermon home to the hearer themselves in verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It's important to know that we will all be judged one day. So Jesus is speaking to how we will be judged. We will be judged with the same strictness, harshness, or leniency that we've judged others with. With the same measure, it will be measured to you. Now that changes things. Romans 2 says, therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For when whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge, practice the same things. So Jesus doubles down into our hypocrisy here, showing that we ourselves are our greatest enemies. Verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, here, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So this must have made people laugh. And in that same funny vein, Jesus quotes a Palestinian proverb here, referring to confronting people outside of the faith with their sin. You might see the world around you and be discouraged sometimes and think, you know, I better speak up. But pigs and dogs were the racist labels given to non-Jews. So Jesus quoting this phrase is telling them it's foolish to attempt to get non-believers to act like Christians. Again, it's important we keep our eye on ourselves. We've got enough problems of our own. So, Jesus encourages us to keep seeking God for His grace in verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do for you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. God gives us grace, Jesus says, like a loving father gives his child bread when they're hungry. So seek God with that kind of confidence. He sees everything in secret, and it matters. Every bit of your asking, knocking, seeking matters because God loves you like a father. Therefore, Jesus reveals the summary of the law here. Love. Love others. Treat them as you'd be treated, or how God is already treating you. For that's the sum of the law, and how God himself behaves. For God is love. Now, Jesus is getting ready to bring his sermon home. He's going to land the plane. But he encourages us to enter the narrow gate, the way less traveled, as poet Robert Frost put it. The rest of the chapter is going to give a series of contrasts, the choice between two responses, two ways of life, two things in front of us, and it's facing us all. There's a wide gate and a narrow gate. The wide gate is the path to destruction And most people find their way going through that, following the broad path. Jesus, because he loves us, tells us, please strive to enter the narrow gate. And the rest of the chapter gives a series of contrasts. There are good trees and bad trees when it comes to religion. Jesus says, beware of false prophets. You see, people will tell you the wrong things. You can't tell a tree is diseased just by looking at it. But you can tell if the things people say is right by looking at how they live. You can tell that bad doctrine usually leads to bad lifestyles. Therefore, Jesus says, you will know a tree by its fruit. If someone's life is just off, like they aren't humble, loving, poor in spirit, meek, all the things that Jesus is, but they're hard and judgmental and narrow-minded like the Pharisees, it's probably not a good tree. But then Jesus shifts gears and says, many will come to me in the last day, seeking to enter the kingdom of heaven, saying, Lord, but didn't we do these good things? And Jesus will say, depart from me, for I never knew you. These people will argue with Jesus at the judgment that they were good trees, because they also did some good religious things. But Jesus will tell them, depart from me, I never knew you. There are things that I'm afraid of. Sharks, snakes, dolls with knives, but nothing scares me more than that passage. To this day, it stops me dead in my tracks. I want to make sure that I am known by Jesus and that I know him. Lord, did we not do miracles and cast out demons in your name? I will say to them, depart from me. I never knew you. Nobody wants to hear those words in eternity. So Jesus tells us to be careful about how we're hearing his words now. Verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You know, each of us builds our lives like someone building a house. Day by day, we build. We either build our lives on the shifting sands of popular opinion, or what we think is right, or we build them on the timeless principles Jesus gives us in his words. Judgment is coming, as sure as a storm. And the question is, will everything we built stand? It doesn't matter how hard you built your life upon what you think is right, because Jesus isn't going to judge you on your criteria, but upon his. And if the Pharisees aren't going to make it, neither will we on our own. That's why we need the righteousness that Jesus talks about, that perfection that he teased out in the Sermon on the Mount. But where to get it? It comes only from him, from knowing him. Remember, earlier in the sermon, Jesus said, seek out your enemy on the way to court. Make peace with him now, before you stand trial, else he throw you into prison until you've paid the last penny. By the way, he wasn't talking about going to court with humans there, but with himself. Seek peace now, before you get to judgment. Don't be like the foolish builder who heard Jesus' words and did nothing with them. In verse 28, we're told at the end of this, when Jesus was done speaking, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. What about you? Has this amazed you? Have you heard the voice of God speaking with authority through this audio guide? If so, seek him today. He will give you the grace you need.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.